Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Taxes for Humans Simplify Your Taxes and Change the World. When You're Self-Employed by Hannah Cole is a practical guide to taxation for freelancers, artists, and other self-employed workers. Positioned at the intersection of personal finance, business education, and accessible self-help, the book aims to remove the fear and confusion that often surround tax season. Rather than treating taxes as a technical subject reserved for accountants, Cole presents them as a learnable system that can be understood through clear concepts, better organization, and more informed decision-making. The book is especially attentive to readers who may have been excluded from traditional financial education, including creative workers and people from marginalized communities. Its purpose is not only to help readers file correctly, but also to help them build confidence, reduce stress, and use tax knowledge more strategically. In that sense, it functions both as an instructional manual and as a broader argument that financial literacy can support autonomy and civic participation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, building a tax routine through receipts, bookkeeping, and document organization. A central idea in the book is that tax knowledge is not inherently obscure. It only becomes intimidating when it is presented through jargon, shame, or overly technical assumptions. Cole's approach is to start with the emotional barrier first, acknowledging that many self-employed people feel anxiety before they even begin to organize their records. This matters because fear often prevents action, and delayed action tends to create bigger problems at filing time. By treating taxes as something ordinary people can learn step by step, the book changes the reader's relationship to the subject. The emphasis is less on memorizing rules than on building enough understanding to make informed choices. That shift is especially important for freelancers and creatives whose income patterns may be irregular and who often assume their situation is too complicated for simple guidance. The book's accessibility is therefore not just a style choice, it is part of its method for helping readers move from avoidance to competence. Secondly, using deductions and tax smart planning to support long-term financial power. The book gives substantial attention to organization because tax stress is often created less by the tax code itself than by missing records, scattered receipts, and inconsistent bookkeeping. Cole treats record keeping as a practical system rather than a moral test, which makes the advice more usable for readers who have fallen behind. This is an important distinction. Many tax books assume a level of discipline that readers already possess, while this one explains how to build the discipline through structure. Organizing income and expense records throughout the year reduces the chance of overlooking deductions and makes filing far less chaotic. It also helps self-employed readers respond more calmly if they ever face questions about their return. The focus on receipts, bookkeeping, and basic documentation reflects a realistic understanding of how small business finances actually function. Instead of presenting tax season as a single annual event, the book frames it as an ongoing administrative habit. That framing is useful because it turns a stressful deadline into a repeatable workflow. Thirdly, handling audits, back taxes, and tax debt problems without panic. Beyond basic filing, the book explains how self-employed readers can think more strategically about taxes over time. It emphasizes legitimate deductions, estimated taxes, and planning tools that can improve financial outcomes when used consistently. The point is not aggressive tax avoidance, but informed use of the rules that already exist. For independent workers, this matters because every overlooked deduction can mean paying more than necessary, while poor quarterly planning can create avoidable penalties or cash flow strain. Cole connects tax literacy to wealth building in a practical sense once a reader understands how taxable income is calculated and how expenses interact with it. They can make better decisions about spending, saving, and business setup. This is particularly relevant for creatives and solo entrepreneurs who may not separate personal and business finances clearly. The book suggests that tax planning is part of operating a sustainable business, not an afterthought. As a result, tax knowledge becomes a financial tool that supports stability rather than simply a compliance burden. Fourthly, linking personal tax literacy to community well-being and civic participation. One of the book's practical strengths is that it does not stop at routine filing advice. It also addresses what to do when something has already gone wrong, including audits, back taxes, and other forms of tax trouble. This is important because many readers come to tax education only after they have already made mistakes or fallen behind. A useful tax guide needs to serve those readers as well. And Cole's framework appears designed to reduce panic by showing that problems are often manageable once they are named clearly. The underlying logic is that tax trouble becomes more severe when people avoid it, misunderstand their options, or assume the worst. By offering a calmer path through recovery, the book helps readers replace shame with action. This is not simply reassuring. It is operationally useful because a clear response strategy can prevent further penalties or unnecessary delay. The inclusion of problem-solving guidance broadens the book's value beyond beginners and makes it relevant to people who need repair-oriented advice rather than introductory. Instruction. Lastly, using accessible tax education to serve freelancers, artists, and solo business owners. The book stands out from many tax manuals because it treats tax knowledge as part of a larger social picture. Cole connects personal financial well-being with the well-being of communities and with a broader sense of civic participation. This framing gives the subject a different significance. Taxes are not only obligations to manage, but also part of how people relate to systems of public power and collective responsibility. The book is especially attentive to readers who have historically been pushed to the margins of financial instruction, including women, queer people, BIPOC communities, and independent workers. That emphasis matters because financial education is often written from the perspective of people who already feel included in traditional systems. By addressing those who have been overlooked, the book expands the audience for tax literacy and makes the subject feel less exclusive. Its broader message is that understanding taxes can support not just individual calm, but also a stronger sense of agency in economic and civic life. That is a distinctive and unusual ambition for a tax book. In conclusion, Taxes for Humans is best suited to self-employed readers who need practical tax guidance without the intimidation that often comes with accounting language. Freelancers, artists, consultants, and solo business owners will find the book especially useful because it addresses the realities of irregular income, year-round record-keeping, quarterly estimates, deductions, and the emotional pressure that tax season creates. Its main benefit is not only technical clarity, but also the way it lowers the psychological barrier to taking action. Readers who have avoided their taxes, felt excluded by traditional financial advice, or simply wanted a more humane explanation of the system are likely to gain the most from it. Compared with many books in the same category, it stands out for its combination of practical instruction, organizational systems, and social perspective. It does not treat tax education as a narrow compliance exercise. It frames it as part of building stability, confidence, and autonomy. That broader framing makes it more distinctive than standard small business tax guides, which often focus only on forms and rules. This book is useful precisely because it addresses both the mechanics of taxes and the reasons people fear them in the first place. If you would like to support Hannah Cole, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.